This Sunday. Sunday. Side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino calls them as they sees them, and you better believe them. Here! Relevant news, biased opinions, and outright bullshit regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! Yeah. Mechanical trickery never before revealed over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Chris and Ray cuss each other down the track and barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil! All that and much more this Sunday at high noon on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and live feed, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free. Every Sunday at noon on WHPC. Take the Long Island Expressway to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the sign saying no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Sunday!
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry.
Yeah, don't run dry. My whiskey river's running pretty good today. Well, if you consider water whiskey. So, you have tuned in to Long Island's only automotive talk show with your host, Ray Guarino, and Mr. Christian Switzer over there doing his best Willie Nelson impersonation in his Bezamenta. How are you, Chris?
Doing well. I was going to say, it sounds like Willie.
It is Willie, yes.
Yeah, it sounds a little dry and dusty.
Yeah. We're trying to kick it up a little bit for the holiday and all. So, yeah, here we are once again to give people their fair share and shot at automotive excellence. Now, where we're going to get that, I don't know.
Which show are they listening to?
you know what? We're going to tell people that if they want to go and check us out on social media, all of our accounts on Facebook, on the web, on Twitter, Motormouth Radio, and, of course, real_Motormouth Radio on Instagram, or send us an email or give us a call at 516-572-7440 and tell us where to find that show, because we'll listen. Well, I'll tell you one that I know of that I watched just yesterday. A good friend of ours.
Yeah.
Who we're going to try to get on this show one of these days when he stops working a little bit. Sam Madave. Sam does Sam's Garage on Motor Trend TV. It was it airs on Saturday mornings. I think the season just ended for him. He asked if I could mention a little something for him. He's doing one of our good friends works with him, and they do some great builds. It's another one of those shows where they do some really cool stuff, and they get industry people from all over the spectrum to help out with stuff. But if you go to Sam's Garage, check him out on the web. If you want to order something from Cold Case, which would be like an aluminum radiator, I know you've needed a radiator.
Oh, yeah.
Recently.
In this weather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or Pipes Exhaust, which is a great exhaust system. I think I'm looking down the future to maybe switch my exhaust on my Pontiac over to a Pipes system. It's P-Y-P-E-S. If you go in there through the website, you can use Sam's Garage at checkout, and you get free shipping. So,
oh, cool. Sam's Why would you back. Want to change the exhaust system on the GTO? What's the benefit of having a pipe system?
Good question. Because I have Flowmaster on there now, which is a fine system.
I was going to say, and it sounds awesome.
Yeah. Well, the pipes, they do something that the technology had changed. The system I have on my car employs an H-pipe. Okay,
right.
Which is a pipe that balances the two banks of cylinders.
It connects the two together.
Yeah, right. Literally forms. If you looked at the underneath of a car with a V8, and you looked from the exhaust manifolds right down to the tailpipes, you had two pipes. But you put this connector in, and it forms an H. It literally makes an H, the letter H.
Right.
What it does is it kills you a little bit, because if you've ever and I know you've done this, but if anybody else has ever stood behind, particularly a V8 Buick.
Okay.
Especially with a 455.
Okay.
There was always that little bit of a burble, that the Buick had. Buicks, I always noticed it specifically on the Buicks, other cars as well.
That's what I loved about my Electra, even though it was a 430, but
exactly.
Yeah, I had the same note.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, the H-pipe kind of diminishes that a little because it balances and shares the exhaust a little, so it kind of smooths out those hard... what you're hearing is the pulses going down each bank of exhaust.
That's the note, yes, right. Of course. Sure.
So what they came up with years later was what's called an X-pipe, which literally forms the letter X in the middle. It's two U-bends that kind of join together. They Siamese together on a tangential line. And they found that it actually flows the exhaust through much smoother and cleaner and more efficient than the H-pipe. Not that the H-pipe is bad, but yeah.
I was going to say, you got some good pipes already there, Bunky.
Right.
you got some good pipes for radio, all right?
Oh, so, listen.
No, that actually makes a lot of sense because it gives you the balance of tying the exhaust together, but it's not like such a hard H. H is kind of, I would assume, limits the flow
to a degree
because it's an H, because you're making 90 degree turns compared to doing a figure eight sort of.
That's exactly why the X pipe took favor, because it's a better flow. Now this we've talked about this on the show. We will now, at least. Many people, myself included, as years go by, you buy parts. Way before I was restoring my car, I kind of had a vision for what I wanted to do. We've always talked about that. And when I would get some spare money, which was a little few and far between, but I would get a couple shekels, and I said, okay, I know I'm going to want to redo my exhaust. So the Flowmaster was the hot thing at the time. I bought the whole Flowmaster exhaust system, pipes.
Because you're crazy that way.
Well, yes. But this way, you sit it in the garage, you store it, it doesn't go bad. So you're going to have it. And I did have it, 25, 30 years later after I bought it. Sure. I also bought my braided stainless steel brake lines. I bought all the hard lines, the stainless steel, the long lines, the brake lines and fuel lines. I bought all that. So that stuff doesn't go bad. It was nice that I had it because now I didn't have to pay today's prices for.
Right.
But the way guys.
Unfortunately, you own it now. So God forbid anything went wrong with it or it was.
True.
You can't take it back.
Well, true. And I also bought like an MSD coil, which now I wasn't using an MSD distributor anymore. So I have a brand new Excel MSD coil. So some stuff does fall prey.
Right.
It's
as the rules change.
Your taste, whatever. But what happens is with a lot of guys, and I've seen this happen firsthand, people will buy things that are now trendy for today. So the exhaust system, okay, the H-pipe was trendy. Now it's not. It doesn't really affect, it's not going to kill the way the car runs. It's, that's not a deal breaker. But when guys would buy, you could buy all sorts of stuff. You could buy wheels and you could buy, you're probably not going to buy paint or anything, but you could buy an upholstery kit that you always wanted at a Tijuana, let's say, that was like all the rage. And then now when you get around to using it, you're like, now you're building a historic car because it's tied to the era in which those parts existed.
You mean to tell me those big, huge Donk tires with the very, very thin sidewalls, they're never going to go? They're going to go out of style?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Fill my heart.
But that's what happens. So sometimes you can buy stuff that will date your build, and maybe you want that. Now, guys, I'm a big fan of the restoration trend of a like a resto mod, but a period resto mod, where in other words, a guy will take a car, say from the, it could even be a car from the 70s or the 60s, and they'll build it in the style that it was seen on the street back in the day.
Wait, you mean that you can buy like a Coke bottle charger in 1971 to 74? You put a set of Gabriel Striders on the back of it, jack it all the way up, and put a set of Hooker header stickers on the rear window? Go to high school.
Well, don't forget, along with those Gabriel hijackers, the shock extenders that they used on Mopars. Ooh. Yeah. No. Okay. So listen, from my personal taste, I draw the line at certain things. So yeah, maybe the trend of the, and I never really had a car that was that jacked up. I didn't. I had a car that was raised to clear the L 5015s. Right. but I never had one that was stupid. You know.
Oh, I knew a couple of geniuses that yeah. did that. So,
of course. But what I'm saying is, no, you want to take that car as a, build it as like a day two car from back in the day. And you want to put, say, the sun gauges in it instead of the, new auto meter gauges. And you want to find a, maybe you want to, you're not going to use a billet steering wheel because it wasn't a thing back then. You want to find maybe a, a Grant steering wheel from the day, and you want to use the accessories that were used at the time. I'm a big fan of those builds because now the car really is a time capsule of.
Agreed. Yeah. Oh, there's some hot rod clubs that's what they do. They'll take like 32 Fords and cars of that era, but they'll modify it to, they'll only use modification parts that were from 1955 and older.
Yes.
And those guys are awesome.
Exactly.
Just to see some of those builds are just spectacular.
Yes.
Because, everything was from 1955. And that to me is so unique. And just, you can do so much with it and stay within the confines of those rules. Wow.
Right.
So impressive.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know what? We've been talking about this for a while, about people getting in touch with us on the show, and some people do, most people don't. But if they do, here's a good chance for people to weigh in on something like this. Get in touch with us either through social media, like we mentioned. Go to motormouthradio.com, and you can email us as well. And you know what? Drop us a message and tell us, how you would have built your car, how you built it back in the day, how you would build it now. And also the other thing that's happened is people comment to me throughout the weeks about the music, this Whiskey River that I chose today. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, one of the guys I was talking to said something about that. Well, I know last week's songs were inspired by my visit to the UD, by talking to the guys down there.
Sure.
So you know what? If you got a song request, drop it in an email and let me know. And then if we have it and if it's tasteful enough to use, we may just play it.
I got a song request.
Okay.
I want to find.
I did yours the week before. Come on.
No, that was not intentional. No, I do have a song request. I want you to find the worst condition record you have.
Oh, I know. I got a few of those.
You do?
Yeah.
Because I always expect you not to have your records. To me, are pristine. When you take it out of the, jacket, that LP, and you hold it up, and it glistens in the light, and you blow a little bit of dust off it, and you place it on the turntable so gently, and I'm thinking to myself, you don't have a record with a crackle or a pop or a hiss or no. You do? I would love to hear Ray Guarino's worst condition record.
Well,
physical condition.
All right, then we're going to come over and put it on your turntable because we're not putting it on mine because I do still value my equipment more than the. And I do. I've bought a lot of records I've rebought to replace the originals that I had because I was always careful with my stuff. But, records, it's a very, very fragile interface.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Even when you take care of them, things happen,
Oh, yeah.
I do have a couple albums, and I'll tell you this for a fact, that I know have been played once.
Once.
Because I played them and recorded them on cassette.
Yeah.
And then put them away, and I've never played them again. So I do have a couple of one-play albums that are pretty much, for all intents and purposes, new.
I do as well. And, and one of them actually is a Bruce Springsteen album.
Really?
Okay. Played it once.
That's cool.
Cool. Played it once to put it on cassette, and that was it. Put the album away. Done.
Right, right. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And just play the heck out of the cassette.
Cool.
But that's true. I love that when this turns into a talk show. It turns into it turns into a talk show. It's a 40s
slip. Imagine that.
It turns into a music show.
Right. Well.
516-572-7440. Call us if you have a question about your car or Ray's car or my car. Hey, let me tell you. I just spent the first week with my Geo. It's called so many things.
I know it is.
A Geo, a Suzuki. It's the Chevy Tracker.
Yes.
And boy, let me tell you.
Okay, tell me.
Dougie is so on the money.
Uh-huh.
Because that thing was it's incredible. I haven't even changed the oil in it. I actually drove it around with the previous owner's gasoline in it.
Wow.
I drove it all over the place. I started with a quarter of a tank. I drove it all over the place. I ran a whole bunch of errands. I came back. You know how much gas I had? A quarter of a tank.
Really? Wow, that's pretty good.
This is awesome. I took it to the dump. I took it over to the auto parts store. I'll tell you, it's like I'm zipping all over the place with this little buzzle. It's really very cool. Unfortunately, the service engine soon light came on.
Dun, dun,
so
dun.
I go to research. Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking to myself, it's a 2002. And then it dawned on me, it's a 2002. All I have to do is like, pop the battery cables on it. Yep. Let the computer shut down and put the terminals back on again.
Well, that works with a newer car too.
Does?
Sure,
really?
Does. Yeah,
it never worked for me.
Yeah, it clears the code. Yeah, yeah.
Usually, I had to use a code reader to clear the code.
Okay,
but
okay.
I don't even know where the. I'm trying to think. It's probably an OBD2 system.
Yes.
Yeah.
After 96.
So I don't even know. I got to get under the dash and find the plug and see if I can shut it off that way. Yeah, I don't know where it is.
I know it's, through what version, what brand of code scanner do you have? Do you have an Autel?
Yes.
Okay. If you go to Autel's website, they have an ALDL locator, which is what you want to find. That's the path,
right.
The port.
Obviously,
they'll show you graphically where it is on any car. You just look it up by car. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I was getting very good at doing it by feel.
You know, some of them you can. Some of them are tough. Some of them are really not so easy.
Yeah, like you press your body up against the steering wheel and you get under there with both hands under the dash. You go, ooh, make funny faces.
Right. some of them are nutty. Some of them are nutty.
Good to know. But yeah, so that was the only thing. I was like, just ruined my day. But I figured, I'm going to look over the car anyway. I mean, it's not like I haven't, but this is really one of the first cars that I bought for like a bargain basement car. That I haven't even looked at it. I mean, I haven't even changed the oil in it yet. Nothing. I haven't done anything to it. I plan on, but it's just the work that I've been doing all week. I just haven't had time to invest in the car. The only thing I did do was I filled the tires. I put about 35 pounds of air in them. And so far, I haven't felt any flat spots, so I'm going with that.
I'm hoping you'll find like a PO420 code or something, because that's one of the most common things and common reasons why people sell cars that are otherwise great vehicles. It's because they have an EVAP code or a CAT code, and the CATs are very, very expensive, and people just say, you know what, we'll just clear the code, get that thing cleared, and we'll sell it, and then like it's on the next guy.
No, you're right.
And there you go.
You're right.
So.
And you know what? I get it. And I always say it's just a matter of the tools. But I think fixing newer cars at some stages are easier than fixing older ones.
Okay.
It's nice when the car tells you what's wrong.
Well, it gives you a direction. Yeah.
Gives you a direction. When on an older car, really, you don't have – the car's not talking to you.
No, no.
So not like the newer cars. So I don't mind – Get my hands on a newer car, and to me, a 20-year-old car is still a new car.
I know.
I still can't get my wrap a thought around the fact that this thing is 20 years old.
Sure, I know.
Oh, and the best was here's the best. I go into the DMV up here in the Great Nutmeg State. I walk into the DMV and I give the paperwork to the fine upstanding representative on the other side of the plexiglass, and she says to me, she looks at it, she goes, do you know you can get classic plates for this vehicle? That was exactly my reaction.
Oh,
I said, have you seen it?
Jeez.
I said, oh, that's a great idea. I said, I already have a quote unquote classic vehicle. I have a vehicle with classic plates. I said, oh, I'll tell all my friends. Yes, I'll bring my classic vehicle to the car show.
Right.
And then show up with the tracker. Beep, beep. Hey, look at me. I got my classic vehicle.
You could be like one of our favorite listeners who does exactly the same thing.
Right. I'm like, I will get left everywhere I go if I hang those plates on that car. Give me the regular plates, please.
Oh, I think you should. And then build a model of it that you could put on top of the air intake when you park it and open the hood.
On a rotisserie.
Exactly. A mirrored one, of course.
A mirrored one.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If you take this car down here to the great city of New York starting after August 1st, you're going to have to keep those ponies at bay and keep that car idling nice and slow and just cruise around nice and, use some restraint. Because in the city, They have changed the speed and red light camera restrictions as of August 1st. They're going to be in effect 24/7, says Mayor Adams. Now, Queens, I've gotten a couple in Queens at night. They used to be, well, I'll get into that. Anyway, the new hours were approved by state lawmakers, so this went right up to the top. And they're going to be in effect for 3 years, I guess, they have to revise it. But since 2019, those cameras were only permitted to operate between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. And I got tickets. It was like, you know, 9:30, 9:45. We left awake, for God's sake. And I'm like, how am I getting a ticket? Like, where was I? You know, it was in a school zone. I'm like, who the hell's in school at 10 o'clock at night? Come on. I can see 6, maybe 7. But no. So now they've been, now 24/7 they're doing this.
Yeah, they're looking for revenue.
Well, the tickets are only going to cost, they say, it'll be $50 a pop. But I'm sure they're going to put the administrative fees and the filing fees and the mailing fees and the
gotcha $250 fees. Later. Yeah,
exactly. So there's already 2,060 speed cameras in 750 areas of the city near schools. Roughly 200 red light cameras are operating at about 150 intersections citywide. So that's going to change. Here's the other kicker. The cameras, this is kind of interesting. I found this was cool. Look, the cameras will only ticket you if you run a red light, solid red, okay, which makes sense, or if you're driving 11 miles an hour or more over the speed limit. So they give you that grace period, okay? Right. But most of the city now has a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit. Remember that. So, you know, you can get up to like, you know, 36 miles an hour and then you got it. But in Chicago, you think we got it bad. In Chicago, they only give you over like 6 miles an hour over the limit. So Chicago's even tougher than here, apparently.
Wow.
So
looking for cash.
To cap this up, New York City gained what was called the home rule status from the state, which allows the city to roll out more cameras and change the hours of use without approval from Albany. So this now can change at the stroke of a pen in the city, as opposed to having to go back up to Albany for more legislation or whatever. So if you're driving around in the city, in Queens, in the boroughs, beware, as of August 1st, those tickets are going to start rolling in.
That's amazing. You know, it's just another hand in the pocket of the, what would you say, middle class, the working individual. It really is. It's unfortunate, but does it save lives? I don't know. That's questionable. Well, I haven't seen the results of that. I haven't heard any percentages.
They say it does. They say it does. And, of course, the officials will say, hey, this is in a bid to keep people safer because now if you have to think twice about going through a red light and you don't. Right. And there has been data to show that in places where they put the cameras, accidents did decrease, because apparently they do traffic studies first to figure out which, because not all intersections have red light cameras.
Sure.
So they find the ones that had the most incidents of accidents. The only way they can tell is either if they had, you know, tickets, which is not the best way to do it because, you know, you can't.
Incidents, accidents, incident allegations. I get it.
Exactly. If Bob Dylan was on the corner, you're getting a ticket.
Paul Simon.
Him too, yeah. Well, they all hung out together down there, those old freaks and weirdos. And the whole
you know, it's funny because every time I'm at a red light, and you know this all too well, if you're sitting at a red light, the light changes green. I always do this every time. I just go one Mississippi.
Good idea.
Then I go.
Yep.
Then I go, and I can't tell you how many fenders I've saved doing that.
For the guys that are running that red light in the direction.
Exactly, because there's always that clown shoes that's goes blasting through the light. So every time I sit there, light changes green, one Mississippi. And then I keep, scan the intersection, then you go.
Right.
It has truly saved my bacon more than once.
Yeah.
And I always, strong purveyor.
You want to keep that bacon in good shape. and I'll tell you something. I'll just say one thing and then I'll be done with it because I don't want to get off on a whole tirade. I'm all for safety and I'm all for, you know, this comes down to regulating people to be safe because they're not going to do it themselves. And if you've driven in Queens in the boroughs, you'll see there's speed bumps everywhere now.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere you go. Now, some of them are wider and less, you know, and you can traverse them without jarring your teeth or knocking your, that model off your dashboard, you know.
Right,
and
some of them, crushing the oil pan.
Yeah, and some of them are shorter and taller, so it's more of a shock. So you got all these speed bumps all over the place now. Now you got more cameras and regulation. It's like, geez, you know, it's like it doesn't get me upset necessarily at the lawmakers who pass these laws. They're trying to react to a bad situation. It's the knuckleheads that live there that you got to deal with. And these are your friends and neighbors and your relatives. It's like, just slow down. I mean, anywhere you go, I know by me, I hear at night, you know, cars, mostly motorcycles that are like zipping on the parkway. And I know from being a rider, I can tell these guys are going, you know, buck 20 plus.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of it. I hear it too here.
And luckily, that's not, you know, well, you can't do it at 5 at night because there's too much traffic. But, you know, there's less a chance of hurting somebody else at that point. But, you know, it's kind of obvious who the violators are and what's going on. I hate to...
We don't have speed cameras up here on our two-lane roads du jour. We have the best speed regulators you will find.
Uh-huh.
They're called deer.
Oh, yeah. Yes, deer.
And they jump out.
Yeah.
And I had a laugh because I had one of my instances heading home in the middle of the broad daylight, middle of the afternoon. I'm buzzing along in the tractor. In the tractor.
Oh, God.
That I call a tracker.
Right.
And, you know, just listening to the squawk of the AM radio, and I'm zipping along with the windows down. All of a sudden, whoop, out come two deer, and I had a jam on them just to slow it down to to get away from them.
We're jamming.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'll wreck this car.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. You don't want to do that.
If I smack into a 300-400-pound deer, whatever they are, I don't even know, 200 pounds, whatever it is, it's going to wipe out the nose of it.
Exactly. I've seen some nasty damage.
Yeah. So I do the speed limit. I'm always like, why is it 25 miles an hour? It's a straight road. Oh, now I know.
You have to use, yes, a high level of diligence to watch out for stuff like that. And
yeah, because they come out of nowhere. And last night, we were driving home at night, the wife and I, and it's raining, and there's a guy on a 10-speed bicycle. There's no sidewalks, and he's coming at us. And I'm like, "What are you doing?
Oh, wow.
Crazy person!"
Did he have antlers?
Yeah. I'm like, it's the middle of the night, and this guy's riding at 10-speed, and the roads have no sidewalks. It's just dirt on either side and hills,
yeah,
guardrails.
Right.
So I got to get over, and you got to get into the oncoming traffic, which is always a joy in the rain, in the dark.
Right.
So it's like when you're up here, you take your life into your hands sometimes. So speeding is definitely out of the question
on the
byways and highways up here.
Well, I'll tell you what's not out of the question. Setting up for next week, I want to give you a couple of tips. On Tuesday, you want to make sure at 2 o'clock you tune in on Twitter to Automoblog, because Carl Anthony is doing his Summer Breeze series, right? The Seals and Crofts thing.
It makes me feel fine.
It does. Him too. He's up to episode 5. This week it's going to be titled Pack Up and Go Camping. It's only a 2-minute thing. It just takes 2 minutes. And then
that's usually how most things last.
I know. Exactly. But also on Mondays, if you want to back up a day, on this station at 3:30 p.m., you can tune in to hear Instruction Discussion. Now, I didn't know what that was, and I found out it's about all around the world, children and young adults are attending schools, and educational decisions are being made about their upbringing, which impacts those children and their futures. So you have questions about it regarding those decisions, and Instruction Discussion has the answers. The host is Kevin Boston Hill, and he'll talk with educational experts to provide strategies to help our children succeed. So don't be late. Class starts Mondays at 3:30. And the other thing we don't want to be late for is the honor group of the hour. Do we have a new one, Chris? Or are you going to recycle an old one?
Let me take a look here. Oh, yes, of course we have a new one. Look at this, the miracle of modern technology. We do. We have a Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. And today, if you will never succumb to making that phone call, you will do anything, not to make the call to say, come and get me, my car just died. You will try anything not to be picked up by your wife or any other family member or friend if you ever develop car trouble. If your car starts to stumble on the road or suddenly quits, you are always ready and well prepared with the tools and supplies with you right at the moment to perform some type of triage to hobble the car home. Or, if you do not have the necessary repair items on hand, you will use all of your talents possible to keep that car running all the way back to the house, no matter if it's smoking, steaming, or on fire. So, if the glory of hobbling the wounded vehicle back home will make you the stuff of legend, yet having to be picked up from the side of the road will have you suffer the ridicule from your friends and neighbors for having to hire a tow truck to drag it home, then you are part of the Motor Mouth Radio on a Group of the Hour.
You thought of me when you wrote that one, didn't you?
You and I. but you first.
And my daughter, my older daughter, who drives home. Like,
your daughter is definitely in that list.
Drives home on blown out tires just to get home. She's not getting a tow.
She's your kid. Drives that car home on rims.
Got that right. Well, that's good. Thank you. And the latest honor group from last week is up on our YouTube channel. You can go check that out. You can see it at MotorMouthRadio.com or go to YouTube and look for Motor Mouth Radio. You'll find it. Motor Mouth Videos, I'm sorry, is where you'll find it. And now we're going to play our bottom of the hour break quickly. I got to tell you who does the song because I didn't know who it was. You might know. The guy's name is Shooter Jennings. It's he's a popular country dude. So
got me on the name. I have no clue what this is.
And the song isn't picked because of him, and I didn't find where it even mentioned. But the name of the song is 4th of July, so I figured, okay.
Good.
You know, we're not going to play that one on New Year's Eve, so let's get into a little shooter, and then we'll play our spots, and we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio. I'm sure, Chris, you have something interesting to talk about. If not, we'll make something up.
If not, I'll make it up.
We will. So keep it where you got it on 90.3 WHBC.
Carl Anthony with Automoblog and AutoVision News, and you're listening to Ray and Chris on Motor Mouth Radio, WHPC 90.3 FM.
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision, with two locations in Limbrook and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop will fix your car. CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services, 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. All repairs include the CarStar Lifetime Nationwide Warranty, ensuring that the experts at Celebrity Chase Collision are always on your side.
Y si hablamos español.
More information is available at 516-593-0920 or online at celebritychasecollision.com.
You're listening to the Motor Mouth.
Hello, gentlemen.
Next
you guys one. Call yourself hot rods. Come on, man.
I was waiting for you to learn how to trim my bonsai plant.
Motor Mouth.
Love the show and keep them coming.
You have to excuse me. I was just outside messing around with the car.
I'm reluctant to say I'm anything like you guys.
Motor Mouth.
But I am exactly like you guys.
I try and keep every old thing going.
Good show as usual.
Motor Mouth.
You guys are trouble.
I know you guys have your finger on the pulse of stuff.
I'll train staff of two will help.
Come on and ask and answer some car questions. I'm a fountain of useless knowledge.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
Instructions are just another man's opinion, Ray.
Yeah, I talk to you guys when I need you. I appreciate you. I listen to you.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
I'll be glad to answer any questions for you. I can.
You're so different because you glow in the dark, so it's all good.
Rob, can I ask you a question?
Sure, ask anything.
Motor Mouth!
Have you heard from Ray or Chris saying that this was going to be the best show
It's funny because Gray will come in and say, well, Rob, this is going to be the greatest show we've
ever
done.
It's not Sunday morning until I'm sure.
And sometimes Chris
Motor Mouth Radio is going to be the best show that was ever done.
And then Chris will sometimes joke that it's going to be the worst show they've ever done.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Motor Mouth.
Hey, you, get over here. Every Sunday, 12 to 1, you are going to tune in to hear the Motor Mouths, my friends Ray Guarino and Chris Switzer. 90.3 FM, WHPC. You might learn something.
Oh, yeah, it's our good friend Chassis John, who's still convalescing down in Florida. We wish him the best and a quick recovery from his ailments. And I found out because I'm in a radio station, Shooter Jennings is Waylon Jennings' son.
Oh, that's why the last name sounded familiar.
So Willie, Waylon, and me. All I need is Chris Christopherson, Shooter Jennings. We make a four-play out of it. We could have like a, they could play Canasta. I don't know. So there's your tie-in to Shooter Jennings.
Nasty Canasta. There you go.
Yeah, that's it, buddy. That's it. That's it.
516-572-7440. I got a question for you, Ray.
All righty.
I watch every once in a while, if I'll scan through Facebook, scan through my social media.
Oh, boy. How much you love doing
that. I found that TikTok throws a couple of videos in every once in a while. You know, these 10-second vignettes, 5-second things. And I think they go as probably the length of duration, about 30 seconds. But anyway, mm-hmm. a lot of them are of the lowrider California stance, those cars. And I have to admit, we were just talking about modifications and cars of the era. And I looked at these Chevy convertibles and Caddy Fleetwoods, and they're just gorgeous.
Yeah.
They're magnificent. To look at the work that's done, it is the epitome of just a well-built machine.
Mm.
But then they have the little tiny wheels on them.
13
inch. And they're hopping all over the road. Now, I'm thinking to myself, when we were young, how does one look cool behind the wheel of a vehicle? Do you remember there was a certain stance? There was a sitting position.
Yeah, the way you drive.
Exactly.
The seat can't go back any further. It's reclined back. And literally, people, if you don't trust me on this, drive with Chris. I've never seen a guy have to use just his toe on the gas pedal. His foot was bent forward at the ankle. So his toe, because that's how far back this guy sits. It's like, oh my, what a, like, talk about no pedal control. But yeah, that's the stance.
Right. So here I am thinking, I'm watching these individuals on the road in their lowriders, and they start bouncing these cars around. Now, these guys, a lot of them are not lightweights that are driving and operating these vehicles, and they are literally bouncing out of the car. You can see their head is passing the windshield header and convertibles, and these cars are bouncing. And I'm thinking to myself, how cool do you think you look? And mind you, it's just an opinion.
You know how cool they look?
No cards or letters here. The cars are gorgeous. What they do is questionable. But what's happening there, poor driver, or even worse, the poor passengers that are flying everywhere, all different directions, heads, arms, elbows, and these cars are bouncing down the road. And I'm thinking to myself, someone's going to lose an eye.
Yep. Yep. I had to find the one song that has like this huge, it's got like a, here we go.
There you go.
It's got like a 30-second talking intro. Yeah. This is what you're listening to.
This is the greatest song to do a talk of.
Right?
I can get news, sports, and weather.
There you go. Friend, you're the
low rider. Right in this song.
This is California, East LA.
Yeah.
Right there.
And I don't get it. I just don't understand the goal here.
It goes back to the 40s and the 50s with the Chicano population in California. They were looking for a way to distance themselves from the George Barrises and the Hot Rodders and the guys with the A-bones and the crazy Mercs.
But what I find extraordinary and what gravitates me to these videos is you see the way these cars are built.
Yes.
They have to be built like Sherman tanks to endure such punishment.
The funny thing is,
Nose of the car's way up in the air and it comes down, boom, boom. But you see the bumpers don't move, the fenders don't move. If that was my car, stuff would be flying all over the place.
I've seen some videos where there were the fail videos where the cars like broke apart, pieces. Well, it happens. You know,
but usually, let me tell you, those I can't get enough of. I really can't. It's like watching a car wreck.
Exactly.
But when the hydraulic explodes and drops the wheel and the car comes down crashing to the ground, you still, it's like one block of wood. Boom. Nothing falls off. If that was my car, you'd hear something go ding, 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 ding.
Well,
if not, or bonk, 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 bonk.
They've basically perfected that through years of failure.
Yeah.
You know, Louis Lee is building his Cadillac, his 79 Coupe de Ville, and he wants to do it in sort of a low rise. Now, that's actually a... I mean, a low rider is one thing. That's just a low, right. Low and slow. That's your speed.
Yes.
The ones that hop and the jumpers, those are a whole nother. That's purpose built. So he's not looking to do that, but he was looking to use the 13-inch wheels with maybe like the true spokes or whatever for the look. And okay. I brought something up to him on a Thursday night playing in traffic. I said, Lewis, how are you going to put brakes behind that?
Yeah.
You know? And he says, wow, I don't know. So
he used Nissan, Honda, Fiat brakes. Yeah, little
yeah,
tiny.
Yeah, and they use discs. Bigger wheels now. You know, the newer Fiat's even use bigger wheels. So he decided to go with a larger wheel. And I think a lot of those cars, I didn't research it that closely, but I wouldn't be surprised if many of those cars didn't even use front brakes because they're not driving fast. They're driving, it's really for exhibition purposes. So if you had rear brakes, you could probably get away with it. I don't know how they get past the California inspection, but that's another story.
Yeah, exactly. If you think about the engineering that has to go into doing something so what? to get a car to hop off the ground. If you think about the engineering that's involved in actually successfully performing those stunts and having the cars look as good as they do, I am completely impressed with that. But they better have better seatbelts.
Well, of course, the whole thing about those cars to me, and this is what Lewis and I agree on all the time, is the paintwork. You know, that paint is just so phenomenal. It's layered after layer and pearls and metallics. Oh, my God. And then the pinstriping, phenomenal. And it always has been. I've always been a fan of lowriders for that reason, for the actual, you know, for the paint that they
do. But I can only imagine owning one of those vehicles. Just like you always tell the story about closing the garage door and you're hearing bunk when that quart of paint hits the hood of the car.
Yep.
I would go into a heart attack instantly if that was the case. If I had this huge mural that flowed from the hood up over the roof and to the back and tied itself all along the sides, and then all of a sudden, dunk, I heard this noise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'd fall down. Call the ambulance.
Yeah.
I would drop right there.
Like, no, that culture has come such a long way. And there's even a commercial. I think it's maybe a Modelo beer commercial of this guy who was a famous pinstriper who came from the Barrios. And the guy came from nothing, had nothing, but he had the ability to draw and I guess he saw some other guys doing it, so he started playing around, and he is now the premier top dog. He's like the god of that kind of culture out there with his airbrushing and pinstriping. And it's great because out of nothing, a guy who didn't finish school and had nothing going for him in his life became the top guy, which I think is great because it let him now achieve a life. And a life's might not have been his goal, but he was able to achieve a status that he could have never dreamed of having.
Yeah, he's a success as an artist, which I love that.
Yes,
to me that's extraordinary. I love people that can do what I can only dream of.
Yeah,
it's to me that's I admire anybody like that.
Sure.
Anybody.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, and yeah, when you think about. Probably the odds against him ever being a success and achieving and overcoming all of those odds to become a success, that alone is I'd watch his biography.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know if they I don't know if they've done one. If they do and I find it, I'll let you know.
Yeah,
it'd be good.
Sure.
But you can let us know, too. Give us a call, 516-572-7440, and we'll talk to you about lowriders or whatever the hell else you want to get involved in. They're beautiful cars. They are just absolutely phenomenal.
But just bouncing around in them just doesn't look comfortable.
Well, you see, but it got to the point, if you notice, now the people use the remote control, and they're outside the vehicle when they're hopping.
Yes.
They're not in the car.
Yeah, exactly. I guess they don't need an air sickness bag anymore.
No. No.
I'd be chucking up my lunch.
Right, exactly. No, you couldn't sit in the car and do that.
No, I'm too old. Give me a Dramamine or something. Come on.
So let me ask you a question just on another topic, because this does tie into automotive too, with I've seen parts prices on the rise. Stuff has gotten to be kind of expensive where that wasn't a few years ago. Are you seeing the housing stuff being the same way? I know you're dealing with some stuff, renovation parts.
You know, it's funny because there's still a market, but it's not like as extraordinary as it was because of the latest interest rate hike. But yeah, the market has slowed, but not in key areas.
Okay.
So that's what I've noticed lately. Well, let's put it this way. You guys are doing fine in the great Nassau County area.
In what
way? So we follow your lead. Your numbers aren't going down.
Okay.
Your real estate numbers.
Oh, for real estate. No, I was talking about for sheetrock and wood and price.
Oh yeah.
Components.
Oh yeah. They're still high. They're still high. But thankfully we're past that point. But now it's finding all of the accoutrements like light fixtures, like bathroom fixtures, like those things. They've gone up. And supplies like paint. I actually went to buy a can of paint, and it was $5 more than when I saw
it
2 weeks prior.
That's what I'm talking about. Yep.
And I'm like, I actually said to the guy, he says, this was whatever it was, $54.99. He says, now it was $59.99. I said, now it's $64.99. What the hell? What happened?
That
you
was
had prices go up.
That was
notice?
Then. This is now, yeah.
So, truthfully, if you need it, buy it now, because now you're getting it on sale, because next year it's good, or next month,
you
or
see?
Next week. It's going to be worth more.
That's like I was talking about when you buy the parts for the project car years before.
Yes.
A lot of times you save some money because years later, the same stuff is going to be more money if you do stick with the same products.
And that's, it's kind of funny because I totally agree with you there. You are absolutely right. But I have found that when you look on Facebook Marketplace at a lot of cars, a lot of project cars, a lot of people always say the same thing in their ads. Life got in the way and I can't finish the car.
Uh-huh.
So then they end up with a boatload of parts and a car in half in pieces.
All right. We'll go into the phones and the fun and saying, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, guys. What's going on? It's Hey Macho Man Brian.
Yo, Brian. I just realized if you were calling and couldn't get through, the phone light didn't blink.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
No. Yeah, that's why we didn't.
I figured you guys had the caller ID on and didn't want to talk to me. You didn't need a tool or anything, so you'll just pass till next week.
Well, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you don't owe us money, so we don't need to talk to you. Yeah,
I was going to say, I don't think I owe Brian any money.
No.
I mean, you can talk to me even if you owe me or not. Come on, guys.
Right. So, Brian, you're doing a little bit of the kind of work that you see other people do all week. You were doing some of that today, right? What were you up to?
I had changed a tire earlier in the week, and I took a little peek in there on the brake pads, and I was getting a tad close. And so this morning, I went and bought some brake pads, and then this morning I went out to do it, and I bought the wrong ones.
Really?
Oh.
So luckily, the Napa down the street was still open, so I ran, and they had a set, but I was, I put it off to the last minute, and luckily they had it, so I was able to get it all back together, and I'm ready for Tuesday morning, kind of.
All right, but have you gone out and actually pumped the brake pedal yet? Or are you going to slide into traffic Tuesday morning and hit that pedal and say, oh, God, I forgot to do it. I forgot to pump the brakes.
I don't know. It depends on how adventurous I want to be on Tuesday.
Right. Wait, that'll wake you up in the morning.
Sure. Yeah, oh, no, you're right. No, I did pump the brakes.
Good.
We're all ready to go. So hopefully, I guess the next thing on the list would be changing all the fluids, but
right.
Maybe next week.
So let me ask you this. As a guy who is a former dealer technician and guy who's worked on cars pretty much most of his life, like we all have, is it something you look forward to? I mean, do you feel good when you're out there working on the car or the truck, or is it just like a chore that has to be done?
No, I really miss doing it, and I love working on it. And like I said, there are a lot of days I kind of would like to go back to that. I mean, I really do miss working on the cars.
Okay.
I don't miss the people, but I do miss working on the cars.
Right.
Me and the car can get along.
Now, could you imagine if that was your job and you got to go up on a tool truck every week and just, like, look around and see what was new and, you know?
Like, well, I used to be there.
I know. What a reversal, you know? Like a whole reverse. You know,
at least you'll know enough not to go to Harbor Freight on the weekends if you owe any money.
Yeah,
no, that's true. But after the 20 years, I do have a pretty good list of people I'm looking for. So.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm sure you do.
Even after I'm gone, I'll still have to find a few people, you know?
So. Yeah.
I'm sure there's a local watering hole or someplace on a Friday night where you back the truck in and wait. Because they got to go drinking sometime.
I've been known to pop up in some weird places. So.
With your hand out. What? All right, come on, pay up.
And we joke about it on Thursday night, but I should have a pro. What is it?
GoPro.
GoPro.
Yeah, GoPro. I should get the ones that are sealed into my glasses so they don't know they're really being recorded. You can see how much of an idiot they are.
You know, I've been seeing an ad now on Instagram. Ray-Ban makes a set that has a little a camera up right up in the corner of the frame.
Oh, yeah?
And I think they were about like $350, though. It was fairly expensive.
It's a business write-off. It's okay. Just hopefully they didn't hear that.
All right. Well, listen, when you write those off, write off a few pair, and we'll help you out. You know, we'll look for scoff laws, too.
And don't worry, Brian. No one's listening.
Right. No one's listening.
Oh, well. Yeah, so I just did a little break work, and hopefully it dries out. We had a lot of rain last night, and I need to cut the grass, but the lawnmower's next. It gets new blades and an oil change, and then I'll cut the grass. So,
well, are you changing the blades or are you sharpening them?
I'm changing them.
Okay. Now, why is that? Do they get the rocks and all that get, like, chipped up?
I got one that's slightly bent.
Okay.
My John Deere feels like a Harley when I'm riding, cutting the grass.
Nice. You slap on those tattoos, you know, you get the sunglasses, right? You're like, right, bop it. Yeah, man, I'm on my hog, my yard hog.
I need that smooth ride when I'm cutting the grass. You know, the vibration gets me going the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you do a lot of smiling that way.
Yeah.
You
don't cut too much grass, but you're doing a lot of smiling.
Oh, boy. Well, I even though I sent you the information to tell Chris to keep it family-like, you know, him pushing up against the steering wheel, I should be that way with my lawnmower.
Yes, you got to watch that. I know. It's you take that the wrong way. Very true.
It's the faces that make the whole thing.
Yeah.
you got to make all the funny faces when you're reaching down there. Ooh,
right. Whoa, hey.
Hey, who's
sometimes,
that?
Sometimes you can play it off, sometimes you can't. So that's it.
So, Brian, let me ask you, besides the scanner sites, do you know of any other sites that give ALDL location information?
What is that, like Identifix stuff and ShopKey,
All right, but if you're a regular human, if you're a regular person who doesn't have access to all that high level
civilian
tech stuff, right?
Yeah.
Where would people go?
Well, you should be able to do that through their website.
I know that Autel does do that. They put it out because I have a few Autel tools. There may be a generic site. I don't know.
Hey, well, you know, personally speaking, we're all professionals now with YouTube, so...
Right, YouTube University graduate.
Yes.
I mean, we're all professionals. I gave myself a haircut watching YouTube, so, I mean, anything's possible.
Hey, and the haircut looks good, too. Brian was sporting it Thursday night. First thing I noticed, like, hey, you got a haircut, dude. It's nice.
Brian, how did you give yourself a haircut watching YouTube?
Well, I just, I got to do is Google it. I mean, you got to be careful what you Google, but all I got to do is put it up there, and they showed a video and watched it three times, wrote down a couple little notes, and locked the door in the bathroom and turned the razor on. I mean, it was...
Very painless.
Nice.
Oh, I hear a show promo clip coming a mile away.
I'm sorry. The thoughts going on in my head right now are just...
Brian does it again. He makes the promo. Now we just...
That's it. Well,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, I should watch myself. You are... I know Ray's always recording, but he's trying to catch me in the act. But it's all right. It's all good.
Hey, you know what? Well, and one day we'll get you to do a Motormouth Radio promo drop for us, and then I'll know that I really have succeeded when we get you to do that one.
Yes. I do talk to the mirror about that. One day I'll send you a whole clip full.
All right.
So you never know.
My advice to you is this. Don't take it too serious and don't try to be too polished. Just try to be you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, well, like I said, when I call in, you caught me being me on there, you know. So we're all good. And
exactly.
Everybody's going to be safe for the 4th. We got to.
Yep.
We got to do yes. that. And
yep.
I do want to say I want to wish my grandmother a happy birthday.
Oh, great.
She's coming up on the 6th, and she's hitting 100.
God bless. That's great. That's great.
That's
she's down
awesome.
There in Florida. I don't really think she's listening to Motormouth.
No, I don't think so.
It's the thought that counts, I hope.
Right. Hey, Brian, speaking of the 4th, do you do anything specific, like for the dogs, to keep them? Because I know animals are very, very – this is a bad time for the animals right now. It's –
Yeah, and I've got a few people around here that are pyrotechnics, you know, and they think that
you mean
they
pyromaniacs.
Have to. Yeah, well, so, but we you know, get on a couch and bundled up and all ready, and hopefully it doesn't last very long.
Yeah, but, I know. By us, it'll go for a week or more, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one of them, Miss Lucy here. She's really gun shy over it.
And, yeah, I know.
I hope, like I said, she hopefully she can handle it. And she, you know, like I said, it's tough.
Right. Well, take care of the animals, keep them in good shape, and you know what? Make them some s'mores or something. They probably like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we'll fix up an extra dose of hot dogs.
Yeah, there you go.
Hot dogs right. And chili. It could be a fun night that way.
Nice.
So you never know.
All right, Brian, we'll have a safe 4th. Let us run because we got to make room for Kim to come in and do her show. So we'll check you later.
That sounds great, and like I said, if you want to take a look at those pictures, check me out on Instagram at HeyMacoMan.
Right, and Brian, what do we always say when we're at the end of the show? We don't want people out in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, don't follow us home.
Exactly.
That's a big no-no.
Unless you got hot dogs and spores. All right, Brian, we'll talk to you soon, brother. Stay safe.
You guys take care. Be safe.
Thanks.
Be safe, Brian. Bye-bye.
All right. And we are going to be out of here in a minute because Kim is here getting ready to do her show. And, of course, you will stay tuned because I know our audience loves Kim's show and they love Kim. So next week, Chris, we have Steve Linden, auto appraiser extraordinaire, on the show.
Woo! Yes. An all-around good guy.
He'll be coming into the studio to share some of his anecdotal humor and information with us. And
love it.
It'll be fun as always. So,
yes. Fun and frivolity with Steve Linden. I am looking forward to that because we can talk shop.
Right.
Real shop. Like, how can you make money in this business?
So
type
get,
of shop.
Get your questions ready because Steve is the guy to talk to. And and check him out, stevelinden.com. This way you can do your homework during the week and you'll know, you'll be able to call and talk to him. So what do we say, Chris, when we get out of here? What's the mantra?
I say what Brian says. Don't follow us home and watch those Google videos if you really want to cut your own hair.
Right.
Watch them 3 times like he does.
All right. For Chris Switzer, Ray Guarino, Motormouth Radio out. We'll see you next week. Chris, see you.
See you, bye.
On WHPC 90.3. Bye.